Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's springtime in New England, and the weather is finally starting to warm up, including in some areas where it's not supposed to. New research finds temperatures on the region's highest peak are rising. WBUR's Hannah Schnattery reports that climate change is to blame.
It's a mild February day at the summit of Mount Washington, 6,288 feet above sea level. Temperatures are in the low 20s, winds are up to 60 miles per hour, and it's sunny.
So, I mean, it's an unbelievably clear day up here. We're in the clouds 60% of the year, so we're very lucky today. We have a view.
Brian Fitzgerald is the Director of Science and Education at the Mount Washington Observatory.
We can see Mount Mansfield and Stowe, the ski resort, is kind of this long ridge line over here. And if you look very faintly, it may be hard to see, but there are some ski trails.
It's a rare day. The observatory famously claims Mount Washington has the world's worst weather. Fitzgerald oversees a team who records that weather. They live on the summit in week-long shifts and go outside every hour, every day, regardless of the conditions.
You get accustomed to different temperatures and different wind speeds as well. Like this for me, I'm pretty used to it. So I'm still getting, you know, a little sea-legged when you first come back up here on Wednesday. So like, okay, here we are back in the wind.
Jackie Bellefontaine is one of those observers. She walks along the summit's edge, taking mental notes of how far she can see and where the clouds are.
And the cloud cover right now, we have a lot of higher level clouds, a few mid-level clouds. And then we also have, going over to the east there, we have that little bit of a partial undercast happening, so the clouds blow us as well.
Bellefontaine will feed her measurements into a computer database. Usually it's used to calculate weather forecasts, but it's also become a critical piece of information in the study of climate change. The Mount Washington Observatory and the Appalachian Mountain Club recently analyzed the data, going back nearly 90 years. And the results are worrying. Brian Fitzgerald says it proves the summit has gotten warmer and climate change is the cause.
It's not just up to random chance that it may, you know, fluctuation year to year is just causing it. No, there's something happening. There is a trend.
Because of the rising temperatures, Mount Washington has lost roughly 2 weeks of frost conditions. The study also looked at the nearby mountain pass Pinkham Notch and found a dramatic decline in snowfall. Georgia Murray is a staff scientist at the Appalachian Mountain Club and led the analysis.
In fact, it's 68 inches less total snowfall over that time period of the 84 years. So pretty significant shifts.
The effects of climate change in the mountains are a global problem. But what's happening on Mount Washington and at Pinkham Notch has distinct consequences for the region. The loss of snow means local ski areas need to make more of their own, which costs money. But even that requires cold temperatures, which Murray says are happening less frequently.
We certainly are on a trajectory to experience more of those. You know, winters that are, one term that's been out there is winter whiplash, where we're in winter and then we're not, and we're in winter and we're not.
And it's not just seasonal changes or consequences for the ski industry. Murray says people can see the effects in their own backyards.
We're seeing longer growing seasons, which you might say, oh, great, I have a longer growing season for my garden. But if the plants and animals in this environment are used to a certain type of climate and that's shifting, you're definitely going to see some impacts.
Those impacts include a rising number of deaths among moose, because a longer fall means more winter ticks, which kill the calves come spring. The study is just a start. Fitzgerald and Murray have more questions, like what the changes will do to the fragile alpine ecosystems and why the summit is warming more slowly than the base. So the observers keep working, doing roughly the same job, hour after hour, that's been done for almost a century.
Have you tried pulling any of the data yourself?
Yes, okay. I've downloaded the data and I have that one graph that shows...
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Hannah Schnattery.